This call is being recorded.
Then let's get started. So thanks again, Pavlik, for sending out the agenda again. We'll just start with the first topic on the agenda, which is Heracles pull request 11, which is about retrieving events. I'll paste a link in IRC. From my point of view, there's certainly room for improvement, but I think we should go ahead and merge this pull request. But maybe Carol, you want to speak a little bit about it, or maybe Pavlik, since you also waited in on the pull request, you want to share your opinion about it.
As for myself, I don't have anything to add. It's not a big pull request. Indeed, it puts some, let's say, mechanisms for future use. So probably next use cases will benefit from what was introduced there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the most contentious thing is the interface. It has that hypermedia back, which kind of contains everything, and the discussion there was whether we should use more like specialized, more granular methods to interact with a resource.
Yeah, that's why I'm not keen to start developing everything at once. That's why the use cases are there, so the API will evolve with those use cases. This is what I was thinking about.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds good to me. Pavlik, do you want to say something about the pull request, or should we just vote on merging it?
I'm okay with merging it. Actually, I prefer if we get stuck on some things to create separate issues and address those issues one by one and keep the pull requests merged.
Yeah, I agree. So let me put forward a proposal to merge pull request 11. Please vote on IRC. Public, I'm not sure you're still on IRC.
Plus one for me. Yeah, I need to reconnect. Sorry for that. Plus.
Okay. Then this is resolved. The next item on the agenda is a follow-up on action items. There were quite a few of them. First one was about Tomáš researching how well-known APIs solve adding existing resources to collections. So you don't post, which creates the entity and at the same time adds it to the collection, but you want to, for instance, add the already existing person to an event, to a list of event attendees. Tomáš, I can scribe for you while you're giving us a status update on that.
If you first maybe could bring me up to speed with what happened last 2 weeks ago. I wasn't here, so.
In what regard?
Did you discuss this on the last call?
It wasn't on the agenda, but we postponed it till you're back, so we didn't discuss it.
I see. Well, to be honest, I didn't really find anything that I would say is of great interest. I went, however, to discuss with some other people, and One comment was, "Who cares how how other APIs do it, we should be doing this right. I see that you have the publics and the proposal using a link method. Am I correct?
Yes, that's one of the proposals.
Also, Eric Wilde's link set was mentioned. The problem is that it's quite the opposite of the initial action item. So instead of finding out how any APIs do it, it was more of here are some ways, which probably no one does, or it may be difficult to find, in the wild. So, and the problem with regard to Hydra, one of those is that this is something that with Asbjørn we discussed on GitHub, that we miss some pieces in Hydra itself, right? So we can define the link method, but we don't allow for using the link set media type, we don't have a way to define custom media type to be used with a request. So I don't know how useful is that either.
Right. So like none of the APIs, like GitHub's API, Facebook's API, I don't know, some of Google's APIs, none of them allow you to add entities, already existing entities, to some sort of collection?
Let me look again on GitHub. So it was a while. So for let me post the link. Where's the window now? Did you know that the Uber conference doesn't work on Safari? So for example, this is how GitHub does it. Assigning assignees to an issue. Where it's just an array of usernames. So again, I'm not sure how useful such examples are for Hydra.
I think they are useful in the sense that people are probably like used to them. So if we can mimic that design in some way, it will probably be easier for people to understand it.
The problem with such approach maybe is that it lacks the formality of JSON-LD and RDF in general. It's more like, I don't know, ad hoc, simplest possible solution, where Hydra, I think we're striving for patterns and reusable patterns, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is probably closest to not the link set, but hold on, what was it called? Or is it link set? Where you just, in the body, you just post it. Sorry. I think identifier, so URI, one URI on each line, and these get added to the collection.
Go ahead.
No.
I was wondering, how would you propose to move on with this? Like, do you think would be worthwhile to spend more time looking at existing APIs, or should we like acknowledge that there is like no prevalent design pattern out there, and we just need to come up with something?
I mean, we probably, I think that we should look at something as something simple, so not overly engineered. In that regard, I think it's something that I mentioned before on the list and somewhere on GitHub, I guess, that we may look beyond JSON-LD. So the link set, that's IETF draft, so likely a good candidate for a standard-based API, such as would be built with Hydra.
Yeah.
And, this also surfaced with the Sparkle suggestion from Pavlik that we just saw recently, right? So define that an endpoint, that resource accepts a Sparkle payload. If this opens a whole swath of possibilities.
Pavlik, you're in the speaker queue.
Yes, I don't know if you can hear me probably pretty badly. I think we can pick a few APIs and everyone can choose one or two, so Tomasz doesn't have to research everything himself, and we can try to figure out GitHub, maybe Facebook, maybe Meetup or something, and try to like distribute the effort among the whole group. I could pick two APIs to investigate.
That sounds good to me. So you think there would be value in doing a bit more research?
I think it won't hurt. It would be an interesting experiment. And again, if everyone takes two, it's also not so much work for more people.
Right. So, Tomasz, I will let you scribe again because I can't do both at the same time. So yeah, I mean, that's fine for me. Carol already plused one on the IRC, and he's in the speaker queue. So Carol, please.
Sorry for plus one, it was just a typo. I was wondering whether it would be worth of checking, I don't know, maybe Jira or Confluence APIs as well. They are not maybe strictly hypermedia driven, but they do have some mechanism related to hypermedia. Maybe this could be a good point, a good place to make some research on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'll try to discover it. I'll grab it.
So should we create some action items so that we have like something on record of who does what?
I think it's a good approach. Let's divide this whole research area to all the participants that would like to work on it, and yeah, let's create issues and gather the knowledge.
Okay. So, Carol, you will analyze Jira Confluence, right?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Okay. Public, you said on IRC that you will have a look at meetup.com.
One more, I will look for one more.
Okay. Do you already have something in mind, or?
No, I will check few things and then pick one that seems interesting to research further. So okay. I will look over the.
Sounds good. I can look at, I don't know. Let's say Facebook. Or actually, let me take some Google APIs.
I think YouTube have playlists and stuff like that, which is definitely yeah. Like adding existing members.
Exactly, that's why I switched my mind. Tomáš, do you want to look at something else as well?
Maybe. There are those, now that I think of, there are some examples of, quote, proper Hypermedia APIs out there.
Mm-hmm.
There is Huddle, and there is Foxycart, which I often, right. Often happen as examples of good designs. So,
yeah, that's a good point. So can I assign you those two?
Please.
Cool. Awesome. Is there anything else anyone would like to discuss in regard to this action item? Okay. Apparently not. So the second action item, I will actually paste this in IRC. Second item was on public to add some more use cases that illustrate the managers feature introduced in pull request 132. There were already two pull requests for that. There's pull request 136, which already got merged, and there is the pending pull request 140. There is a link in IRC, and public, I'll just let you speak to it.
Yes, I hope you can hear me. I have a pretty bad connection. So in 136, I added two more like kind of main collections to the data set. Like we had events, I introduced people and venues, which are schema place and schema person. And so there are discoverable from the entry point using this approach we introduced with the manage block. And in 140, I added two more collections, one to the event, which is collection of attendees, and to the schema attendee property, and the collection design also manages blocks. So there's a managers one for type, RDF type, and one for the attendee. And the other one, each person can have a collection of events, collections that represent attendance, one for event and one for the person.
Mm-hmm. So just saw that Carol reviewed this pull request as well already.
No, not really. Honestly, I didn't have too much time.
Oh, sorry. Tomáš reviewed it. So In my opinion, the pull request is ready to be merged as well, so I would just like to put forward another proposal.
As one clarification, this pull request just uses in very blurry way link and unlink method. What it has to do to define more specific how to handle that, which is the and link to the issue. So it's marked that it's not like a final agreement or something. It's just kind of a use case with some very rough proposal, but it links to the issue where we need to come up with something we will agree on as the way to go for now, at least.
It actually does not specify the link method, right? It just references the method, the issue in a to-do, as far as I remember. Yeah, I'm looking at the, oh no, actually it does, sorry. Okay, yeah, fair enough. So please vote on IRC. Okay, so that's resolved too. I will merge those right after the meeting. Then there was another action item. It was on Pavlik 2, and that one was on the link stuff that we just agreed on. Hang on. I'm actually confused now.
Yeah, they were related. It was 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I suggested to split it. That's why there were two pull requests, but they're kind of related.
Yeah. So this one was about adding existing resources to collections, and that was the pull request we just decided to merge. Okay, the last item I see in the agenda is update on the status of the other open pull requests. So here are the links to our two repositories. I see on the Heracles one that I have two open pull requests that would need some love. I will try to combine them and send them out later this week. This is pull request 12 and pull request 10 on the Heracles repository. So I'll take an action item on me. Unless someone has comments or feedback already for those, or thinks that it's a bad idea. Doesn't seem to be the case. On the Hydra, on the specifications repository, there are four pull requests. Two of them are from 2015. So we can probably ignore those two. Another one is from Tomasz, proof of concept for authoring the spec in Markdown. It's from January. The final one Go ahead, Tomasz.
I was just saying that maybe, well, let me just have a second look at it. I know that we discussed some of it, and some of it may not be actually important, so I see if there's anything I can maybe submit as a separate pull request, and this one probably can be closed already. Just reject it.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't spend too much cycles on like how to write this back, etc. at the moment. I think I would rather focus on getting Heracles, etc. in shape, and then once we have the design and everything ready, we can write this back in one go. And the last pull request there is Pavlik's pull request 140, which we just decided to merge. Is there anything else that someone would like to discuss today?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
I mean, if we still have a little time, seems like half an hour, I don't know, maybe we want to finish early. I would like to touch those two issues I created on Heracles about ignoring that JSON LD context from the payload, and then the other one about flattening and using the Hydra helper from the namespace module, which kind of ice and kind of, but I think it would be useful to start from the possibility of a payload context JSON LD, because that seems sometimes problematic.
Mm-hmm. Was there already some discussion, or like to me it seemed this was mostly about confusion about what was meant. So maybe you can briefly explain what you had in mind with the ignoring the context from the payload.
So if developer using the client makes any assumption about the, let's say, compacting to have compacted version of JSON-LD payload, I think the developer should provide the context directly to the client and never rely on a payload context. So that could be maybe, if we agree on that, one of the design kind of principles, that if there's any kind of assumption about the context using for compaction, it needs to be provided directly to the client and not assuming anything about the payload context.
Yeah, I would agree with that with that principle. But I think Carol may have an opinion about that.
Yeah, but what in case that the payload is actually not a JSON LD? It can be any other RDF serialization.
Then it's even more appropriate to not rely on any context from the payload. And if one wants to internally use JSON LD in compacted form, to always provide it to the client directly. So if you get Turtle, for example, you can still have a JSON-LD compacted the way you want it if you provide the context. But I think assuming if the code assumes certain context, the code should inject it into client and not kind of couple with the service. So I think that would be useful kind of to again, if we can agree, make it as a principle resolution and then from now on, assume that if there's any kind of compaction happening, the context is developer to the client and never use the one from the payload.
Yeah, but I don't think I get it correctly, maybe. Is it up to the client to take care about compaction or framework or whatever? I think it's not to the client. Okay, maybe we can think about some kind of, you know, extensions that allow to influence how the original resource is provided by the client itself. But I think it's not to the client. It should provide it in an untouched form as possible. This is the default behavior for now. And while the current implementation, which only exists for JSON-LD, it does not rely on any assumptions. It just probes the response. If the response says that this is a JSON-LD, then the JSON-LD processor is hooked up and it does the processing. But this is the processing that is using the framing and the context that is used internal. It's only for transforming the payload and to obtain the hypermedia, but the original resource is untouched. So I'm not sure what the purpose of those of this context or this compaction or framing.
I think
maybe what, go ahead.
I think what Pavlik has in mind is if you have something like a method like get property and you pass it age or name, then you should either pass it like a full URL, like schema.org/name, or have the user of Heracles provide both a context which maps name to some URL and that short token, the term like name, and not rely on what the server used for compaction. So if the server compacted schema.org/schema to first name, the user of Heracles shouldn't need to know that. Is that a fair summary of what you had in mind, Pavlik?
Yes, that's correct. Because that's kind of maybe a bit mixed with the other. And this little kind of glitch, I would say, in the context that we kind of force a full URI on the collection and resource, I think. There was part of this pull request that I think Carol, in the context, puts full URI, mapping to full URI, I think to force it during processing to not use the prefix, I think, in context.
And I think if I understood Carol correctly, what he's saying is Heracles doesn't touch the payload at all. It just pipes it through. So this is kind of, at least in the current form, not really an issue because there is no method which allows you to access a property, or it just treats it as JSON. Is that correct, Carol?
It's even better. It treats as a blob. It does not touch the resource itself. It uses the message description, the self-descriptiveness of a message to discover what it can do with the resource that it obtained. If it finds out that this is a JSON-LD, it tries to process it internally just in order to retrieve the hypermedia that are then exposed with this hypermedia property. Then you can access those members, links in the nearest future probably, etc. But the resource itself is not touched at all. If it will be, let's say, a turtle serialization, we can imagine that there will be a turtle processor that can be hooked up and it will do the same processing. But again, the original resource won't be touched and left to the developer as is without any modifications. And as I said, this internal processing is only for obtaining the hypermedia, the links, etc. And in case of a JSON-LD, the resource is I don't remember where was it, a flattening or anyway, it's transformed to be as generic format as possible without any context, and then it is repacked mm-hmm. with the internal context just to frame and have a nice looking objects in JavaScript, purely in JavaScript. So this is the sole purpose of this processing.
So what if we were to add a method to Heracles which says get property value, which may not be about hypermedia, like h, for instance, which returns just a number.
About property of what? A hypermedia property or a property of a resource?
A property of the resource.
Okay, but if the resource is an image, we can imagine a situation that those hypermedia are obtained from, I don't know, HTTP headers, mm-hmm. but still the resource is a blob from JavaScript point of view. What kind of property would you like to obtain from it?
I think Heracles should be able to understand at least JSON-LD, given that we specify Hydra to be on top of JSON-LD.
Okay, and this is what the hypermedia property does. It exposes Hydra-defined hypermedias, and that's it. What, I'm not sure what else would you like to expect it to.
So, like, if I retrieve a schema.org person, I would like to know how old that person is or what gender that person has.
Okay. How do you imagine to do this? Again, the question is it about for the Hydra client? I think it's for a JSON-LD client or whatever other client. I don't know.
Okay, I see. So we are not in agreement. We don't have consensus on what the role of Heracles should be in this case. So maybe we should create a separate use case document for this and discuss it in the context of, mm-hmm. of such document.
I think that we've agreed that the Heracles or in general, the Hydra client should be more of a low level library that can be then used later on with future, you know, extensions or other variations of the client itself. But
yeah, I think this warrants more discussion. So maybe let's Public, if you could open an issue or perhaps even write a short use case document for that, and we like discuss it there then.
Okay, I think we can, once we also continue with the further use cases, we can get something. I can take a look at the current use cases and maybe create something that we can propose for Heracles to support. But yeah. From our conversation now, I understood that we pretty much agree that we don't rely, when we do, for example, for now in the hypermedias, at least hypermedia, when we do any matching on the values, we don't rely on the context from the payload. We use pretty much our own context from the client and then the names with helper. So that seems kind of like what we agree currently. Okay, so what I also probably would do first before jumping into the working with the payloads and what should or shouldn't do the client, try to propose a bit of a aligning of the current context, because in the current context, I will post the link in IRC. I understand that containers at set works to enforce the array, because we want to assume that there will be an array there. So that's kind of necessary there. But other aliases, if we use the Hydra helper and we always get full URIs, that means that we don't need really in this context those aliases, and maybe even the Hydra prefix just gets in the way, because that's, I think, why we need to force in the bottom of the context, like later, to certain properties we match later with the helper to be full URIs. And maybe we actually can just work on this context and the helper from the namespace and make sure that they work together very well. That's the second issue I created in the repo, assuming that we kind of agree already that the payload context is irrelevant for how we internally in the client match values.
Could you link to the other issue, sorry?
The issue is issue 15, correct, Oleg?
Yes. Because I think, for example, the prefix Hydra, it just makes problems, and probably we better off remove and just keep the add container at set, and all the rest practically, if we use the namespace helper, we seem to not to need it in the context.
Yeah, that seems about right.
So I maybe, could make pull. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just about to say, maybe the easiest here is to actually, like, let's merge Carol's pull request, and then you just send the pull request to change it how you would like to see it.
Yes, exactly. It was just for me to get a quick feedback if I may be thinking in the wrong direction, but if I don't get something, no, doesn't make sense right now, I will prepare pull request, and hopefully we can go quite quickly with adjusting the namespace and context used by clients now to work better together.
Yeah, I think that sounds reasonable. Let's do that.
Right, I think that's it for those two issues. I will close the first one with what we seem to agree on in the comment, and then follow up with the second with the pull request.
Okay, perfect. Anything else you would like to discuss today? You or anyone else on the call, obviously. If not, thank you very much, everyone, and speak to you in 2 weeks. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks so much for subscribing.